Time now for your comments. Last week, reporter Andrea Bernstein read from the transcripts of the September 11th emergency calls released by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Emily Rosenberg of Chicago had this response. For those of us not directly affected by the loss of a loved one on September 11th, it can become easier and easier to remember it as a moment turning the tide in history, but forget those whose day-to-day lives will never be the same. You made us remember the horror created by man's inhumanity to man and our supreme responsibility to keep it from happening again. Some listeners objected to Steve Inskeep's interview with Greg Waters, who is the coordinator of a Georgia program to reduce the state's growing alligator population. Ginny Oman of Colorado Springs wonders why the interview included a detailed description of how to trap and kill an alligator. She writes, "Anyone listening who might have some morbid curiosity about killing alligators now has a detailed how-to manual thanks to your story. I always thought NPR valued conservation and respected the animals of this world. What were you thinking?" A report on colleges setting up special offices to handle parents' concerns about their children's education brought this comment from Jennifer Parcheski of Tempe, Arizona. "While I think it is important for parents to be advocates for their children, college students are young adults who need to learn to be responsible for their own life choices, and excessive parental interference can prevent them from doing so." And an interview with Weird Al Yankovic prompted many of his fans to write, "Douglas Rule of Colorado Springs says he's enjoyed Weird Al's parodies for years. He writes, 'My 11-year-old daughter is discovering Weird Al as well, and the nice thing is that if we get caught listening to him, we can say, it's all right, we heard him on NPR. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.